We love you. We praise you. In Christ's name, amen. Thank y'all. If you could join me today in the reading of the scriptures, we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you'd stand, please, for reading of the word. We'll start in verse 1. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Whether we have renounced secret and shameful ways, we do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we command ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life it is at work in you. Amen.
Isn't freedom an awesome thing?
Amen.
I mean, freedom on every level. I'm very thankful to be free and to be in this country and for everyone who sacrificed to make that happen.
Amen.
It's an awesome thing, but it's also a very awesome thing to be free spiritually, you know?
Amen.
To be free inside and not to be bound up by things that used to bind us up. Anybody here, you know what it's like to be a new creation? Anybody? You know, the old is gone and the new has come. That old person you used to be is getting kind of like melted away. Things are happening. That person's dying and this new person is coming to life. And that is what this whole Christian walk is about. And when I read this passage here, I see that we have freedom to hope. And you know, if we don't have hope, we don't have anything. We don't really understand Jesus if we don't have hope, because he is the whole basis of the hope that we have for tomorrow. He's the basis of the hope we have for eternity, right? And for everything. It all comes from him. And so, as we look at this passage, we get this, it's like a brilliant excerpt here about what life is really about. And it says here that we've been given this treasure. And this treasure is the truth of the Word of God. It is the very substance of Jesus Christ himself. It's that Jesus died on the cross for your sins so you wouldn't have to pay for them, so you could spend eternity with God. That is an amazing thing. And here's the thing about it too, is that God never expected perfection from you. He never did. And if anybody ever told you that, it was a false teaching. Because the thing about it is, he says that he took this treasure about the truth that God loves us unconditionally, that he is okay with our imperfections, and he put it in an imperfect vessel.
Amen.
He put it in an old beat-up jar, right? To make sure that when people look at your life, they realize that anything good they're seeing is from Jesus and not just from you. I mean, I'm telling you, this is good stuff. It's like when you get a picture of what this passage is unfolding here, we get a picture of what it means to really walk with Christ. You know, that this treasure, this amazing thing, he put it in a jar of clay because he wanted to make sure that nobody confused you with the power of God, that the power of God stands on its own.
Amen.
So that whatever people see in you, it's an amazing thing, but they're seeing God in you and not just you. And so it's such an amazing passage. And because of the fact that we carry this treasure, that we have this truth inside of us, that we understand that Jesus Christ is our healer. Anybody excited about that?
Amen.
That he is our healer, right?
Amen.
That he is the only source of truth. That he is the one who loves us unconditionally. And when you understand all of these truths that you get every day you come in here and every time you open up the Word of God, you have this incredible treasure. And I don't know that we always think about the knowledge that we have about Christ being a treasure, but it's an amazing treasure, and you carry it everywhere you go. And you carry it in this imperfect vessel that's your body and that's the way you are. And with all of your mistakes and everything else, people still see this amazing treasure that you have because it's the very lifeblood that's in you. It's the thing that gives you life. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about because you've been around people who clearly have the Holy Spirit in them, and when you're around them, you're like, there's something that's in agreement with you. It's like that person has God like completely like glowing in them. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And yet, standing before you is a very imperfect person with a bunch of mistakes and issues in life because there's not anyone in here who's had a good life that's been perfect and you've done everything right and you have nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, we have nothing to be ashamed of, but when I look back over my life, I think about some things I wish I had done differently. Anybody? I mean, matter of fact, it's a really long list of things I'd rather not have done, but I did. And so it's in that vessel that God says, I'm going to put the truth of my word in that person. And when he puts the truth of the word in us, it's like it changes us from this old beat-up jar to this maybe old beat-up jar that has a glowing light in us that nobody can put out. Amen. And when people look at us, they see him. And you know, it's because of that. And I want you to get that picture really clear in your mind. It's that reason why I can be pressed in my life and not be crushed. You know? It's because I have that truth that I can't be crushed in life. And you know what the thing is? There have been so many times in my life, and I don't think it's just me. I think that a lot of us here, we've been under some major pressure. We've been hard pressed. And you know what Satan told us? He told us, you're going to get crushed in this whole thing. You're not coming out of this one. I don't know if anybody has ever been through that before. You think, I'm not going to raise back up again, but this is it for me. And you know what? That is a lie from the enemy, because the bottom line is that the truth is this. The truth is that you're going to be hard-pressed in your life, but you're not going to be crushed in this whole thing. And it doesn't make any difference what that is, right? You know the thing about being hard-pressed? It's like, and Wayne, I'm going to use you. Life is like this, okay? Life just presses against us, and I don't know if anybody's ever felt this pressure before in life. Sorry about that, Wayne. I know the pressure's on, but just hold on there. All right, so we feel this pressure in life. But, you know, in all the pressure that we feel, there's something in Wayne that says, you know what, he's not going to crush me. He's just going to press on me.
Amen.
And, you know, this life will press on you, and it'll press and press and press on you. But you're never going to be crushed in it if you have this treasure inside of the jar of clay that God made you to be, right? Because when you have that treasure inside of you and you understand that no matter what you've been through, no matter what's happening to you, God is with you and he's walking with you and he's never leaving you and he's by your side and you're going to be okay, you have this realization inside of you that this hard pressing that you're experiencing is only temporary.
Amen.
And when I know that in my heart, I find myself cruising through life and people wonder, man, it doesn't make any difference what happens to that guy. He just keeps bouncing back. He doesn't seem to really be bothered by stuff. It's because I understand this, and Wayne understands this, and so many of you understand this, that no, when life presses on you and you're feeling the pressure of life, you can still smile in it all because it's just for a little while.
Amen.
It's just for a little while, and you're not going to be crushed. And when Satan tells you in your mind, you are going to be crushed from what's happening, tell them that's a lie, that is not the word. We've got to know what the word says. We've got to come to grips with this, because if we don't know this word, we are going to continue to act like everybody else acts. And when people look at our life, they might see just an old beat up jar of clay and the light just flickering inside of it. And the thing is, God says, I'm the light of the world, and I'm going to be the light of your life. And I want them to experience me through you, even in your imperfections. But we've got to be to a place where we understand this, that when we go through life, that we understand that crushing is not our future. There is not one person in here who belongs to Jesus Christ who is going to be crushed in this life.
Amen.
Not one.
Amen.
Not one. You're going to be hard-pressed, though, and I hate to tell you that, because I know nobody wants to be hard-pressed. You are going to be hard-pressed in this life, because that's life. And if anybody tells you any differently, and we ought to know better by now, right? I mean, we've been hard-pressed a few times in life. Some of us a lot more than others. But we've been hard-pressed before. It tells us also this, that we're going to be perplexed, but we're not in despair. Anybody ever been confused about the things of this world? Anybody?
Yep.
There have been times of confusion in your life, things that you don't understand, things that have broken down. You don't even know how to fix it. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Stuff that's just so messed up, and no matter how you do it, it's like a monkey doing a math problem. You just cannot get to the end of it. It's just like, I don't know what to do about this. I'm very confused right now. And the thing about it is that we will never be in despair no matter how confused we are today. Because confusion is only for a moment, right?
Amen.
Confusion is temporary. This life can be a little confusing sometimes. Marriage can be a little confusing sometimes. Your children can be a little confusing sometimes. Anybody have an amen on that? Okay? Sometimes things can be just a little bit confusing, but the thing about it is I don't despair because I know my God's hand's upon my family. I know He's upon my marriage. I know He's upon everything I put my hands to. And so I'm never going to despair about those things. You are never going to take my hope away. But you know, I've been through some stuff in life, and it hasn't really been that long ago, that things were so hard that I despaired. I despaired, yet I carry around the treasure in me that says that I don't have to do that, that God has everything taken care of. I have all that in me, and yet I choose to despair because Satan told me, nothing's going to work out. Your life is in shambles. And you know, for a while I believed it just a little bit, and I think that many of us have been in those situations where we believe that. We saw the end coming, and I can tell you, the end will never be that end right there. Amen. It will never be a time of despair. It will never be a time of hopelessness. Nobody can take my hope away. Amen. Hope is really important when you're here on earth, because here's the thing, there's going to be a day where hope doesn't make any difference anymore because we're going to be in heaven. We don't have to hope for Christ anymore. He's standing right there. You know what I mean? So it says that we have faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love, because hope is going to dwindle away. You're not going to need to hope for what you have. Amen. But for right now, there's going to be, Jesus Christ is coming, and there's going to be a time we're in His presence. There's going to be a time we spend eternity with Him. And until then, we get to hope for that day, and that's the hope of our lives. Our hope is in Christ alone. Yes. And so here's the deal. I know I might be confused once in a while. We might have moments we don't know how to fix things. We don't know what went wrong. We don't know what to do. But I'm never going to lose the hope that I have in Christ, because that's a separate issue altogether. You know what I mean? Amen. I know everything's going to be okay. You guys know what I'm talking about. Amen. And that's only because I carry around the treasure in my jar of clay. Because the scripture actually pieces together perfectly. Because if I don't have the treasure in the jar of clay that I am, then I'll never be able to live like this. Because when we look about this, look at this passage that talks about us being pressed on, but not crushed. This is how we live, okay? I want you to get the picture of that, okay? What we live with is Christ in us, and then we go through life and we get pressed and we get confused and we go through stuff, but we can stand strong because of the treasure that we have in the jar of clay that we are, okay? And so it also says this. It says that we are persecuted, but we're not abandoned. There are going to be times where people come up against you. Anybody ever come up against you in your life? Anybody?
Yes.
Anybody's husband or wife come up against you? You know what I'm talking about, right? All right, so sometimes that stuff happens. You will be persecuted, but Jesus Christ will never abandon you.
Amen.
You will never do it alone. Even when you feel like you're alone, everybody has left me, nobody cares, you are not alone.
Amen.
And at some point we have to understand that, right? Nobody can take the presence of Jesus Christ away from me. Even when I'm going through the hardest times and I see everybody scatter, and I've seen it, it doesn't make any difference because I was never alone through it. It doesn't make any difference what people do. Christ never left me. You know,
Amen.
And I'm never abandoned. But you know what Satan will tell you? Satan will tell you, you know what? Even Christ abandoned you because he can't even stand to look at you anymore because of the person you've become. And you know, it doesn't make any difference what Satan has to say. It doesn't make any difference what any person has to say. The bottom line is this, is that I will never be abandoned in my life. He also goes on to say this, that we are struck down, but we're not destroyed. There are going to be times in your life where you are struck down. And for people who have been through tragic and traumatic events, you know what I'm talking about. You were struck down, but you weren't destroyed. You're still sitting here.
Amen.
Some people say, well, I'll never be the same and I'll always be messed up. Don't believe that lie, because you are not going to be destroyed. There's nothing about you that's going to be destroyed, because the bottom line is that you are with Christ and Christ is there for you. And you might be struck down, because being struck down is a way of life. It's a thing that happens here. I really wish I could tell you that people are never persecuted and they're never hard-pressed and they are never perplexed and they are never struck down, but that is not the reality of the world that we live in. It is not. And I think at some point we got to get real about where we are, because some people have this theology that when you belong to Jesus Christ, that no, you're like immune to being struck down. You know, oh, nobody's going to persecute you because, you know, Christ is with you, and they come up against you and they're scared of you. I remember having this like theology when I was a kid that God was going to put angels around me, and that anytime anything bad was going to come my way, the angels would step in and say, not for Steve. You know what I mean? And it didn't really happen that way, you know? It's like life slaps you in the face at some point. You realize the reality that, you know, I'm not above persecution, you know, and I'm not above these things. And when I started feeling that stuff and growing up, and I know that, you know, we've all been down this road. When you start feeling life and you start feeling this stuff right here, man, if you're not careful, the stuff that is not for you in this passage will begin to, like, soak into you. I mean, this whole thing about being crushed and despaired and abandoned and destroyed, you will begin to believe that some of that stuff is in your future. You'll begin to believe that God left you. You'll begin to believe that you're not coming out of this thing and you're going to get crushed in it all. You'll begin to believe that you're going to be destroyed through it. And you're going to begin to believe there's really no hope in it and it's just going to happen. And you know, sometimes we even believe that the consequences, well, you know, God doesn't get involved in consequences. And I can tell you, God's grace covers a lot of things, you know.
Amen.
You know, it's like it goes on to say this. This is the picture of how we live life because of the treasure that we have in us. But there's this last part of the passage here that I love. It says that we always carry around in the body, in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. And man, that is an amazing truth, because we have this jar, in this jar of clay, we have this word, we have this treasure that's amazing. And because I have it, I have this ability to walk out life that's in the truth, and despair never takes a hold of me, and I never feel abandoned, and I never feel left behind, and I'm really strong in the way that I walk. But there's something that happens every day that I walk with Christ, and it's a picture of this last half of this passage, and it's this, it's like that no matter what happens in my life, that I'm always going to be dying to this old guy, and I'm always going to be becoming more like Christ in everything that I do.
Hallelujah.
So with every day that I walk, I lose a little bit of me that used to be. You know, so this whole thing about being hopeless, I don't have it anymore. Man, that's a hard thing to do, because you have to walk out the previous passage to get to the final one, you know? You have to walk out this stuff of, like, I have this realization that nobody is going to destroy me. Nobody. They can take my life, but they will never take the Spirit Christ put in me. They will never take it.